This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Well, I think the messaging every week is that we play game by game. We can't, you know, like we can't get hung up on having 15 losses in a row. We can't get too ahead of ourselves when we've just had a couple of wins. So, yeah, we've still got a bit of work to do. But I think the thing is, both scenarios have reinforced how important process is, and just chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. Analyse ourselves, analyse the opposition. What are we going to do? Go out and train it. So, I know it's boring, and I wish there was magic, but that's basically what it is.
It's actually halfway point of the season. It's actually quite a sort of crucial-looking game with where the ladder's situated and the fact that we've got that top three kind of breaking away a bit, but that fourth place is really congested. And, like, I mean, results fall your way this weekend. You could come out fourth place at halfway point of the season, or you could finish sixth or something. So, like, it's actually a really important game.
Yeah, and exciting. You know, like, it's been a while since we had ourselves in a position where we could be pushing our way into that top four. So we're really excited about the opportunity, and I'm sure so are Mavericks. And I think it does show how tight this competition can be. I think our front runners, the Vixens and the Thunderbirds, all of us have got a bit of work to do to catch up with them. But those next two positions, at the moment, Fever looks good. But I just think, again, it's week by week. You win the game that's in front of you, and then you worry about the next thing. So we're just excited that we're in a position to challenge.
What are you looking forward to most about coming up against the Mavs? I mean, we saw a little bit of them pre-season, but I mean, that is pre-season as well, so it's always going to be a willing clash, particularly with that midcourt that they've got. So are you looking forward to that, to seeing how the team stands up to that contest?
Yeah, I think Mavericks certainly have a brand that they play, an energy and an attitude, which we totally respect and can't wait to get in there and contest against that. I think looking at the footage against the Fever, I think they definitely lived up to their reputation as the most physical team in the competition, but have full confidence in the umpires that if anything crosses the line, like repetitive infringing, forceful contacts or anything careless, that the umpires will take care of that for us, and that we can get on with having a really good, hard, skillful game of netball.
You had a selection headache last week that was forced upon you, but the way that the Jesse and those three girls stepped up and what we've seen from our training partners and stuff, with people coming back, it probably creates an even different sort of selection headache for you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You know, like it's, you know, like I talk about how it's a privilege. Because it's a great position to be in when people step up and they actually go out there and do the thing that you knew that they were capable of. And I think Jessie's been really patient in terms of waiting for her opportunity, and when it arose, she grabbed hold of it. So, you know, we do have a squad of 11 every week that we have to pick from, and that decision will be made after this, actually. We'll be talking about that and deciding with who we've got available, who that's going to be, and there will be some really tough calls, and there will be certainly some disappointment because everyone wants to be in the game day 10, but just really appreciate the work that all of our training partners have put in to their roles and to really taking every opportunity that's given to them. They've stood up and I'm super proud of them.
I guess Maddie and Emma are progressing, no guarantee. But then that's probably also a benefit for you of having a backup that you know can perform. You don't necessarily feel like if they're not quite right, you don't have to rush them back.
Yeah, it's, again, really good place to be, and it allows us to be probably a little bit more conservative than potentially we have been in the past. We do want our players back in and fully fit, and we've had a really rough start to the season, actually, which we've managed to get through, and we're still in a position to be in fourth, so I'm really pleased with where we're at, and now we've got the plan B's and the plan C's all in place to push through this second half of the season.
Yeah, and just on Maddie and Emo, I mean, they're out there, they're training, but obviously you guys, it's a selection decision that you're going to have to make, isn't it? You have to take the medical advice and all that sort of stuff on board before you make
Yeah, I mean, it's great these days. You know, you've got all these markers they have to do. They have to go through their testing. They have to do a certain amount of training before it's safe for them to return, no matter what the medical scenario is. So we've just got to tick off a couple more boxes. They are looking quite good. And then we decide.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.